It's 87 degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival is canceled for 2027. The beloved music festival ran into some bad luck in the past few years. Last year, for example, the festival was canceled midweek because of torrential rainfall. Then organizers made improvements to the drainage, added new roadways, and planted new grass in the months leading into the event. But rains hit the fest again this year, causing delays. And today, organizers announced that Bonnaroo needs to take a year and rest. In an honest assessment online, organizers say that the festival market has changed substantially over the past decade, especially for camping events like Bonnaroo. And it's been difficult to get people to buy into the camping culture and experience. They say they hope to come back in 2028. Cheekwood Botanical Garden notched a win with the Metro Board of Zoning Appeals yesterday. On the surface, the issue was whether Metro made a mistake in letting Cheekwood move forward with a new parking facility that's now under construction. But it's also one front in a years-long fight. A Bellmead Highlands neighborhood group wants less Cheekwood-related traffic passing through their wealthy neighborhood. To spur action, the neighborhood group's lawyer, Chanel Atchison, has targeted how Cheekwood is zoned, whether that lets it host these big events like concerts, and whether plans for parking are properly permitted.
Cheekwood is beloved, and it should not close. But it must obey the law. At some point, the code has to mean what it says. The required approval was never sought, it was never granted, and the zoning administrator could not lawfully approve around it.
Ultimately, the Board of Zoning Appeals sided with Cheekwood yesterday, but the broader zoning fight is ongoing. And Atchison has also filed a lawsuit against Metro, essentially arguing it's failed to enforce its own rules around Cheekwood. Good news on Tennessee's unemployment numbers. It's 3.4%, the lowest unemployment rate in 2 years. According to the State Department of Labor and Workforce, our numbers remain well below the national rate of 4%. Economists say the low rates are because the economy is proving to be more resilient despite higher energy prices. Tennesseans who are 55 and older are also finding meaningful work through senior employment programs. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.